From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
It's 12:08 in Little Rock from KAY. This is Stephen Stills, Crosby, Nash & Young. And for Rick Morris in Sheraton, Iowa, this is Southern Man from the new Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young album. Southern Man.
The legendary North American AM radio station KAY launched on September 3, 1962. Located in Little Rock and at 1090 on the AM radio dial, KAY was heard in some 40 U.S. states, half of Canada into Alaska, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. KAY was formed from KTHS AM out of Hot Springs. On the air since 1924, KTHS was one of the state's oldest radio stations and its first 50,000-watt AM station. KTHS, standing for Come to Hot Springs, broadcast from the Arlington Hotel downtown. The station also had the distinction of launching the duo Lum and Abner, who based their gentle country comedy out of a general store in Pine Ridge in Montgomery County and were real-life natives of Mena in Polk County. KTHS moved its operations to Little Rock in 1953, was acquired by the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation in 1962, and relaunched as KAY AM 1090 that fall. Due to KAY's 50,000-watt power and strategic location, the radio station worked with the U.S. government to broadcast American propaganda into Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Just weeks after the station had went on the air in Little Rock with its new call letters, U.S. President John F. Kennedy later sent the station a letter of commendation. Listeners today might be surprised at the wide variety of music that could be heard on the mighty 1090. As one of the station's slogans went, we play all kinds of music for all kinds of people, and literally millions tuned in to the friendly giant.
Music Radio with Steve Scott. It's 1:37. We'll be out here at Radio Shack on Rodney Parham across from Kmart till 3:30 this afternoon. I'll tell you what. Let's see. Next blue car that pulls in, I'll give you a copy of Eric Burton's Sun Secrets album. All right? Next blue car. Just come up here. Well, here we are right here. Well, all right. Let's try a red car now. Next red car that pulls in, you too will get a copy of Eric Burton's Sun Secrets. We're at Radio Shack, where you can find the best speakers. And I'm talking about Optimus and Nova. Now, these speakers are sold only by Radio Shack, and they're guaranteed, get this, forever. Like, they're guaranteed forever. That's all you can say about it. You need to stop out and check them out. Optimus and Nova. Ask Bob, Randy, Betty, or Joe behind the counter, and they'll tell you all about it. At Radio Shack on Rodney Parham, right across from Kmart.
Some see similarities between KAY and the TV sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, though Hugh Wilson, the show's creator, says he based it on his experiences working for a similar AM Top 40 station in Atlanta, KQXI. Little Rock native Frank Bonner starred as WKRP sales manager Herb Tarlick. KAY was located at 1425 West 7th Street in a former doctor's office near the state capitol, but the radio station studio is just one of many of Little Rock's cultural landmarks displaced by construction of the I-630 Wilbur D. Mills Freeway right through the middle of the city. KAY relocated north to 2400 Cottondale Lane near the Arkansas River in late 1976.
So the years spin by, and now the barn is 20.
During the day, state and national news reports, farm reports, and more were also a big part of KAY programming. But it was the music of the mighty 1090 and its reach that made the radio station such an enduring international broadcasting legend. There was the eclectic Top 40 format, and at night, when the KAY signal reached its peak strength, an early underground rock program called Beaker Street took over the air. Letters arrived in Little Rock bearing far-flung postmarks and exotic stamps requesting songs or posters or photographs or anything from bands like Frigid Pink, Savoy Brown, or Quicksilver Messenger Service. Rock groups decidedly not topping the charts in America, or any country for that matter. Dale Seidensorts, or Clyde Clifford, launched the Beaker Street program in 1966 from the KAY transmitter site in Wrightsville in southern Pulaski County. And Beaker Street was the final program heard on the original KAY 1090 AM on April 3rd, 1985. But while the KAY call letters and frequency continued to live on with a religious-themed format, and Beaker Street was resuscitated twice for life at a couple of now-defunct Little Rock classic rock stations, there will never be another mighty 1090.
In the circle game.
And all good things must come to an end. For everyone who has been here at this station, to all of you who have shared our pleasures and our happinesses, thank you. From us, our best wishes, and goodbye. This is KAAY, Little Rock.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with ArkanSongs.
ArkanSongs is a production of FM 89 and Experiment Station Studios. Associate producer of ArkanSongs is Keith Merckx. For more information, visit arkansongs.org. ArkanSongs.